From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Lawmakers are remembering their colleague, Senator Robert Byrd, fondly today. Byrd is dead at age 92, a West Virginia Democrat who holds the record for length of service in Congress. Republican Senator John Cornyn tells NBC that Byrd was a notably independent legislator who loved the Senate.
Senator Byrd was the keeper of the flame here in the Senate. He believed in the Senate as an institution. He believed in the constitutional role of the Senate, not to be a rubber stamp for the president.
And a rubber stamp he was not during the run-up to the Iraq War. Senators Democratic and Republican from other conservative states lined up with President Bush, but not Byrd. He disputed the need for the war and the Bush administration's justifications for it.
The truth will emerge, and when it does, this house of cards, built of deceit, will fall.
Byrd was also courageous enough to change his views at times. He started out an avowed segregationist, a member of the Ku Klux Klan as a young man. He later renounced all that and became a defender of civil rights. Senate confirmation hearings begin today for Elena Kagan. She's President Obama's second nominee to the Supreme Court. And she's also the Solicitor General, the nation's top lawyer managing government litigation before the court, as NPR's Carrie Johnson reports in this preview of the hearings.
Senators are lining up to question Kagan about her legal record. Republican lawmakers say Kagan bears the burden of proof to convince them she belongs on the nation's highest court. Kagan has no prior judicial record, but she served as President Obama's Solicitor General and as Dean of Harvard Law School. Kagan's time in the Clinton White House, where she worked on controversial policies, will be aired at the hearings. But Republican Senate leaders say they are not likely to filibuster her nomination. If she's confirmed, Kagan will be the third woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Britain's top army commander questions whether the Taliban can be beaten in Afghanistan. And as Larry Miller reports from London, he says the time has come to talk peace.
The head of the British Army, General David Richards, says the NATO force in Afghanistan may not defeat the Taliban militarily and should begin peace talks.
I think there's no reason why we shouldn't be looking at that sort of thing pretty soon.
Richard says the Taliban may be punished on the battlefield, but that will not necessarily translate to overall victory.
Whether we can turn that into some sort of sense of strategic defeat, I'm less certain.
Defense Secretary Liam Fox is expected to warn the British later this week to be braced for a summer of increased casualties. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The government reports consumer spending up slightly in May, but the figures show Americans remain hesitant to spend a lot. The increase just 0.2% from April. This is NPR News. BP is denying news reports that its CEO, Tony Hayward, will resign as the company continues trying to control the Gulf oil spill. And now BP gasoline retailers such as Bob Juckness of Chicago say customers are unfairly targeting them.
The customers don't recognize that we're independent businesses and we don't have anything to do with BP other than selling their branded fuel product.
Juckness says he noticed the biggest drop in sales after BP's so-called top kill method to stop the leak failed. Florida Governor Charlie Crist tells CBS he wants no more drilling off the Florida coast.
We need to stop offshore oil drilling in Florida. I'd like to, frankly, have a special session to ban it here in the Sunshine State. You know, we're so dependent on tourism for our economy, it's very important that we keep it clean.
World Cup soccer play is halfway through the first of its elimination rounds. NPR's Mike Pesca reports a couple of the world's most impressive teams are in action today.
England is out, which would be a bit of a surprise, but for the fact that they were paired with a very tough German side. Today, the most popular soccer team in the world, the Brazilians, go up against Chile. Chile did well in South American qualifying. They were actually the second best team behind Brazil. Brazil has the beautiful game. The Dutch bring to the sport the concept of total football. Aficionados love the Netherlands style of play. And while the Dutch were considered a good but not great team before the World Cup started, they've won every game handily, and their best offensive player, Arjen Robben, seems unaffected by injuries that limited his action early on. Orjano will be a tough matchup for Slovakia. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Amsterdam.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.